All right, we're recording. This is Carrie Cordova for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, conducting an oral history interview of Benito Huerta at his home in Arlington, Texas. And this is session one and disc one. And Benito, if I could just start us off by telling me where you were born, when you were born, and maybe a little bit about what your life was like growing up.
Okay. I was born in Corpus Christi in April 30th, 1952, and grew up, was the first of a family of nine children. And my father's was from Monterrey, Mexico, although most of his life he lived in the United States. He was I think, about 1 year old when they moved to this country. His mother moved his family to this country. My mother's was born in Tynan, Texas, a small town outside of Corpus Christi, and her father was part German and also had Spanish blood, aside from Mexican blood, and her mother was Tejana, Texas, but was, you know, Mexican descent and spoke only Spanish, but my grandfather did speak German as well as English and Spanish. And grew up in Corpus Christi, and I was brought up in the Catholic Church, and as a result went to Catholic schools up until the seventh grade, and went to Christ the King, which was from grades one through seven, and then I think I went to two kindergarten Catholic schools. One was Sacred Heart, and one I think from lack of a better term was called the Cathedral. And Sacred Heart was actually near my grandmother's house, my father's mother's house. And then we finally, like I said, went to Christ the King. And during that time, I remember I had always drew as a kid. And I remember that there was another friend of mine, or another student, who the nuns thought was very gifted. His name was Aurelio Cortinas. We used to call him Huelo. And he and I remember, would draw these like hot rodders, all these monsters, and hot rod cars onto handkerchiefs with black markers, and we would sell them for a dollar to students. So we try to make some money off that and things of that sort. So that's I remember that one of my vivid memories was I was listening to the radio and listening to early rock and roll, early 60s, and drawing at home, and I just enjoyed that activity. Mm-hmm. And I remember one time that the character on the radio was going by, was doing a takeoff on Wolfman Jack, and so they had a character called Wolf Baby, and I remember that Wolf Baby was going to run for mayor or something like that, and I sent in a drawing poster for the election of Wolf Baby, and my name got mentioned on the radio, and I thought, wow, this is great. So, you know, it kind of was encouraging, and then when we moved to Houston, I told my parents that I did not want to go to Catholic school anymore. And so I started...
Why did you say that?
I don't know. I think that I wanted something different, and I don't know why I thought that. I mean, I actually enjoyed my friends in Catholic school. I had a good time in Catholic school, and but for some reason, I couldn't tell you why. It was just an innate kind of thing. I just wanted to do something different, and I think and that kind of reasoning still affects me now with my work even. So they said okay. Even though they had already enrolled me, and I think it was a Holy Ghost school. I went to Jane Long Junior High in Houston. We lived in Bel Air. We moved to a city within the city of Houston called Bel Air.